News today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com. Sign up today to be a VIP member. You get store credit that's worth $2 more than the VIP membership actually costs. So really, you know, if you shop regularly, you're sort of getting paid $10 to be a part of the VIP. You can use it to get $40 products for $30, but don't tell them I told you that. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Sign up today and be a contributing member, an active participant in the reformation and the rebirth of InfoWars in whichever form it takes. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. Go there, check it out, see all of the fantastic benefits you get from becoming a member. Now, I'm going to go out to phone calls here in just a second. I do want to play this video because you're talking about what we can do, and BS Assassin was talking about calling people, not letting yourself be boxed into these internet ghettos. I agree with him completely. One of the ways, like if I was running one of these think tanks and had 50 employees that were just online all day doing whatever I told them, here's what I tell them to do. Do what has already been shown to be effective. Look at effective procedures in the past, things people have done that have worked. Obviously, probably the most sophisticated operators in this realm are AIPAC and the Israeli lobby. And this is a clip, we may have played it on this show, we talked about it quite a bit on Moonbase, and broke down exactly what the strategy is behind here. And this is what I would have people do. I'll show you the clip, and I'll describe how you can do this. We could all do this. And if I was in charge of a media operation with a bunch of employees just working to change Americans' minds, this is one of the methods I would employ. It's not even necessarily a dishonest one. I think you'll see what I mean. Let's go now. This is Jordan Schachel, or however you say his name, caught on undercover video in a documentary by Al Jazeera called The Lobby, talking about his work, his secretive work with the Israel Project and how they used social media to almost subliminally integrate support for Israel through their Facebook pages. Let's watch.
We're putting together a lot of pro-Israel media through various social media channels that aren't the Israel Project's channel.
Jordan Schachel works with the Israel Project on secretive social media campaigns.
So we have a lot of side projects who are trying to influence the public debate with. So that's why it's a secretive thing, because we don't want people to know that these side projects are associated with the Israel Project.
TIP runs a collection of Facebook communities that cover topics ranging from history and the environment to current affairs and feminism.
The profile.
But their affiliations to the Israel Project are deliberately vague.
Why is it that they can't be connected to the Israel Project? I think it's because, like, we want to be people to view them as subjectively as possible. We have a team of like 13 people and we're working on a lot of like videos, explainers. A lot of it is just random topics. And then maybe like 25% of it would be like Israel or Jewish based.
25 is probably high. And there you see one or two. So do you understand what they're describing there? They're running pages. The Israel Project is running pages, but they don't say the Israel Project. They don't say we are in a pro-Israel organization. They don't say we are funded with the intent and purpose of ingratiating, you know, Israel to the American public. They say we're a page about coffee, and we post things about coffee, and we love coffee. And then every once in a while they post, something very sort of casually about Israel. So, like, if you want to, and again, I don't know if this really works without like concerted, organized team of people doing it like they have. But we have enough people in our audience that certainly this could be done in a decentralized sort of way. If you want to make an impact politically and you want to follow the game plan that's worked that we just saw on display, then make a page about anything that's not politics. You love golfing? Make a page about golfing. You love donuts? Make a page about donuts. You love dogs? Make the Facebook doggy playtime page, and you just pictures of dogs. People subscribe to it, sign up to it. And just every once in a while, not even as like an official political endorsement, you just drop in a little red pill here or there. Not enough to drive people away who, you know, aren't into it, but just something that can subtly influence people. Because the purpose of doing that is because people don't know, even when they see the posts that are like clearly Israeli propaganda on the Coffee Time page, they don't think, okay, this whole Coffee Time page is a undercover operation by the Israelis, which is what it is. They just think, oh, this is normal. It's a coffee page, but it's normal. They're going to, you know, post these types of things every once in a while, because this is what everybody believes. It's about getting the perception out that, well, everybody just thinks this way. This isn't a partisan sort of thing to say. It's just, you know, everybody thinks this. The dog people think this. The coffee people think this. It's just something that goes out with the rest of the material. That's all very, very normal. So if I was like instructing people on what you can do to change minds, go out and make a very popular page about anything that's not politics, and then about every 10 posts, just drop something that's not extreme. So you're not trying to like jam things down people's throats. Just little, you know, oh, and by the way, you know, coffee lovers, all coffee lovers agree that, you know, the national border, the border needs to be protected to help our coffee farmers. Just a little subtle something. Because again, we almost have this problem on the right wing where like we can't be subtle. We don't know how to be subtle. We don't know how to not just hammer people over the head with whatever we believe. Which it's because we don't like doing the underhanded subversive stuff. That doesn't occur naturally to us. But it's obviously very effective. And I'd say, you know, that's one of the things you can do if you really want to. Is not go out there and promote yourself as a MAGA Trump supporting partisan whose purpose is promoting MAGA, because people who hear that and aren't into it shut it out. What would be really great is if it was normalized for corporations or, you know, groups that run these pages to just be open about and express and put forward their nationalistic America First beliefs. And that's not going to happen unless you normalize it by doing it. But again, this is about understanding the subtle methods by which consent is manufactured, because that's what was going on there. In a word, it's manufacturing consent. It's creating random, unassociated pages that just post pro-Israel stuff in a way to push across the idea and promote the perception in the average person that this is normal and that everybody believes this and that you don't have to be a partisan to want to post this type of stuff. It's just the type of thing that normal, loving, good people post. And perception and I don't know how to, but yeah, perception, I guess, would just be a major hiccup for right-wingers, because we don't have the leftist ability to be subversive in this way, be, you know, insinuate these ideas into people's minds rather than just come out and saying them. So just an idea. It was just something that cropped up when BS Sassman was talking about what you can do to promote this stuff. Maybe just be more subtle. Maybe don't be so over the top and hammering on the head with these ideas. Maybe just run normal everyday pages that just happen to drop in a pro-Trump insinuation every once in a while. But that's just me. That's just an idea I have. Let's go to Dave in Arizona who wants to piggyback on this Victor Davis Hanson video I just played. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you so much, Harrison. Great show this morning. Yeah, so VDH is amazing, and he illustrated and shared the culture war we've been going through. And we identified that it was a nihilist Marxist color revolution back early in 2020, that they for generations have divided the family, and the leftists crave to delegitimize all of our institutions so they can divide the family, throw fathers out of the household, make mothers dependent upon the government. And then, of course, they limited our speech. I'm still not back on Twix, 55 plus appeals. It's all 1984. And then they further refined it by rules for radicals, which is what you're talking about now, because this is all inextricably linked, right? Mm-hmm. Everything we go through. I labeled it as Operation Chaos. They need to keep us in a state of frenzy 24 hours a day.
Right.
But again, we identified that years ago, you and Alex and the rest of the crew decades ago. That's all noise for me. Right now, I see the country going away. The republic is gone. We're in a post-constitutional era. So the signal is, what can we do? I'm almost done planting seeds here in Arizona because they're stealing our elections again. I have plenty of crew members out there that have bad ballots. They got federal ballots only. They can't vote in the